This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you like movies that involve bank heists or casino scenes or money falling from the sky somehow, say a helicopter or something, chances are you've admired the work of one of Hollywood's many prop companies. Sometimes, when the need arises, prop makers use real money in those scenes. But sometimes, that's just too expensive. So the prop companies make their own money, that is. But if they are, shall we say, too good at their jobs, yeah, things go downhill real, real fast. Zach Crockett explains.
Let me introduce you to a guy named Greg Bilson Jr. Greg runs a company called Independent Studio Services, or ISS.
My dad started the company literally in his garage in Culver City in 1976.
And one of his specialties is money.
Worldwide, there's maybe under 10 prop companies or graphic companies that make prop money.
Greg's provided prop money for pretty much every movie and television show you've seen in the past 40 years. Everything from 90210 to CSI to Indiana Jones and Rush Hour 2. And that's really where this story starts. In late 2000, the cast and crew of Rush Hour 2 gathered in Las Vegas to film the climax scene of the film. The premise of this movie was this. Two police officers, Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, were chasing this super counterfeiter who was wanted for producing really high-grade counterfeit money.
We went ahead and made $1 billion of $100 bills, which is a tremendous amount of money. It was 14 pallet loads of $100 bills stacked 4 feet high, solid. In the scene, they were blowing it up in a casino.
And thousands of these fake bills would litter the ground.
How the hell you didn't tell me you had a bomb in your mouth?
I did!
No, you didn't!
The scene went well, but as these bills rained down,
many extras grabbed a few of these bills and kept them as souvenirs.
And some of them attempted to take them out to the Las Vegas Strip and spend this money.
Over the next couple of weeks, this money, these $100 bills, started turning up as counterfeit bills.
Needless to say, the federal authorities weren't too pleased about this. Secret Service agents swarmed the set.
They shut down the film, they shut down production, they confiscated all the existing money that was still out there, and then they came to visit ISS.
Greg Bilson and Independent Studio Services were essentially blamed for counterfeiting.
Most people would look at this bill and kind of laugh by itself. It is a very bad picture of Ben Franklin, who we name Franken. It says motion picture use only on 15 different places. It's in Dog We Trust. There are many, many things that are different than the real bill, but it still is not within the parameters of legal.
Bilson has to operate under the Counterfeit Detection Act of 1992. And what this law says is that bills have to be either 75% smaller or 150% larger than the size of a real bill.
And one color, one side.
As early as the inception of film, money's played a prominent role. Money!
Back in the day, it wasn't horribly regulated, so people would make pretty much anything they wanted. And then some time ago, Secret Service started regulating what you could and could not do, or it would be considered counterfeit.
And that puts Greg Bilson and other prop builders in Hollywood in a pretty tough spot. They have to skirt this thin line between these strict counterfeiting laws and producers' demands for incredibly realistic money. And sometimes these prop builders have trouble finding that sweet spot in the middle.
You know, movie producers and films and TV shows are kind of wanting us to break the law all the time. So we have to keep within those parameters or do it in a manner that is legal.
Like other prop masters, Bilson isn't trying to dupe the public. We try to make realistic props, he says. Sometimes we cross the line, but at the end of the day, that's my job. I'm Zach Crockett for Marketplace.